Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about different situations we encounter and how to determine if the situation we're encountering is the fault of somebody else or if it's our fault. If the problems that we're encountering are because of you or if they're because of somebody else. This week I want to talk about what to do when we've done this and we discovered that the fault of the problems or the cause of the problems is because of somebody else. Said a different way, what do we do when we're having problems with somebody and they are the source of that problem? How do we respond to that? And I think there are a couple caveats about this before we start. The first is, I think we have to go back to last week and we should always start with ourselves. It's not that everything we do is always our fault. I just think that for most people, our kind of knee-jerk reaction is going to be to blame somebody else. And so I think the way we combat that is by starting with ourselves. And so the first caveat is I think we should always start with ourselves because there's a good chance that if we don't do that, we're going to overlook something. The second caveat for me is that the reactions I'm about to describe are really going to depend on the severity of the infraction. And what I mean is that, you know, we're not going to burn a bridge because somebody called us a, you know, crappy name under their breath. On the other hand, we don't have to maintain a relationship if somebody's sort of habitually taking advantage of us or habitually abusing us. And so the response needs to somewhat be related to the actual infraction that's happening. So what are the ways that you can respond when you've decided that somebody else is the source of a problem? And for me, there are four, and I call them the four F's. The first is to fume. And I would say this is what most people do. Something happens, I have a run-in with somebody, they do something I don't like, they say something I don't like, they say something about me behind my back, whatever it is. And for a lot of people, the reaction is to fume. Just to get mad, to be angry, and do absolutely nothing about it. But to me, this isn't very effective. In fact, I would say it's not very effective at all. For a couple of reasons. One, because I'm carrying around energy that I didn't create. I'm carrying around negative responses that aren't the fault of me. They're not something I created. And I don't know why I would want to do that. To me, I also don't really see the wisdom in being upset about something that I'm unwilling to address. If it's not important enough for me to address, then it's probably not important enough for me to be upset about. And so the first reaction people have when they encounter hardships with others is to fume. The next reaction that people have when they encounter problems with other people is to fight. At first we fume, then we fight. And this doesn't necessarily mean fist fight. What this means is confrontation. I'm going to confront this other person. Hey, this thing was happening. I don't appreciate it. I don't think it's my fault. I think it's on you. And so I'm going to come confront you and force the issue and try to make you do something differently. I'm going to try to make you address whatever it is that I think you did wrong. And I don't necessarily have a problem with this, right? I might sort of rephrase it. I might say we don't necessarily want to go into a conversation with the mindset of fighting. We might want to say that we want to go into it to try to understand sort of their position or something like that. But at the end of the day, I don't believe that we need just to be walking punching bags. I don't believe that we just have to sort of take whatever the world dishes out and keep our mouths shut and just eat it. I don't believe that. If you're a client of mine, you'll definitely know I don't believe that for me or for you. The problem is that people aren't very good at it for a couple of reasons. One, when people get upset, they get emotional. When people get emotional, they're not always the most logical in their explanations. And so it's really easy for people to get off base or to get turned around, or I say something a little bit off, and the next thing you know, we're arguing about what I said rather than what the real issue is. And so fuming to me is not very effective. Fighting to me can be effective if we do it the right way. But to me, this is, you know, a great big asterisk because most people kind of don't. Another way that we can respond when we're dealing with difficulties that are the cause of somebody else is to forgive. And I know I just lost half the people in the audience right there with saying that. But to me, fuming is ineffective. Fighting can be effective. It has to rise to a certain level. I'm not wanting to go fight and argue about every little thing that happens in life. Some things in life I need to let go. And to me, this is where forgiveness comes in. Because forgiveness for me isn't saying that the other person was right. It wasn't even saying that what they did was kind of right. It's saying that what they did was wrong and it had a negative impact on me, but I don't want to keep carrying that around with me. I'm not letting the person off the hook. I'm not saying they didn't do anything wrong. I'm just saying that I shouldn't carry negative emotions for something I didn't do. And to me, the easiest way to sidestep that is to begin forgiving people. To say, you know what they did was a product of them being human. I'm a human. I've done similar things, maybe not the same thing, similar things. And so I'm not going to hold every minor infraction against everybody because I've done some of those things myself. And so when we encounter situations where other people are at fault, we can fume, we can fight, we can forgive, or we can come to the last one. And to me, that's to forget them. And what I mean by that is I don't believe that we have an obligation to keep people in our lives who are bringing us down. I don't. I don't think there's anything wrong with burning a bridge if it's going to get me to a better place. I don't. Again, going back to our caveats, I think before I get to a place where I'm going to forget somebody and cut them off completely, I think number one, I better be crystal clear that it's not my fault. And it might not be. There are some situations that are just one-sided. You know, for instance, an abusive parent. That's not two sides to that story. Or an abusive spouse. There aren't two sides to that story. One side needs to keep their hands to themselves, period. And so in situations where it's really one-sided and I'm being victimized or I'm taking advantage of, I don't think we need to hold on to those relationships. I don't think we owe that to people. I operate from a position, not that people get what they deserve. People get what they earn. If you earn my respect, you'll get my respect. You don't deserve my respect. You haven't done anything yet. You can earn it and I'll give it to you. But if you earn my disrespect, you're going to get that too. So to me, people don't get what they deserve. They get what they earn. And the other thing I would say is that if I'm going to cut somebody off, I have to be okay with not having them in my life anymore. And what I mean by that is I can't say, you know what, I'm done with this person and then be walking around sad and mopey and upset because I don't have that relationship. I think that if I get to a place where I say, you know what, my life is better without this person in it, I think I need to accept that. I need to close that door and move on. And so for me, whenever we encounter situations where other people are at fault, these are the responses, right? We can fume, we can fight, we can forgive, or we can forget. And I think that the answer is going to depend on the situation. You know, I'm not going to forget somebody because they had to cancel dinner plans. On the other hand, I'm not going to simply fume if somebody's violating my personal rights. I need to do a little more than that. Because at the end of the day, you're responsible for you. I'm not responsible for anybody else, but I also don't get to sit back and blame anybody else. If somebody is causing hardships in my life and those hardships are causing me to behave in a way I don't want, that's not their fault anymore. It was their fault when they started the problem. It was my fault when I chose not to deal with it. And that's not what we want. We want to be able to encounter whatever anybody throws at us, take it in stride, deal with it the right way, and keep moving. Because at the end of the day, we want our lives to be moving forward. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice. I'm open in Sewickley. Next week, we're going to talk about trauma and how to deal with trauma in your life. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.